我们最近查考到这个撒迦利亚书跟耶利米书。
Recently we studied the book of Zechariah and Jeremiah.
撒迦利亚书是在讲如何重建圣殿。
So the book of Zechariah tells us how to rebuild the temple.
那耶利米书呢，是在讲当时耶利米先知看到巴比伦大军打进了耶路撒冷。
And so for our prophet Jeremiah, he talked about the time when the great army of Babylon fought into Jerusalem.
也许我们会觉得说这个离我太远了。
So sometimes we may think that this happened a long time ago.
最少是2600多年以前的事情。
And it at least happened 2,600 years ago.
但是我们想想看今天的信仰为什么圣殿会被毁
But if we look at our faith today, let us think about why the temple was destroyed.
当初在神创造天地万物的时候，造人的时候，神得到荣耀。
When God created the heavens and the earth, when he created mankind, it was glorious.
可是不要忘记，在创世纪的结束，却是约瑟死在埃及。
But we know that after the end of Genesis, that Joseph had died in Egypt.
因为罪进入了世界，人必须要面对死的问题
Because sin entered the world, therefore man had to deal with the problem of sin.
也因着神的爱，把我们人从死亡当中的埃及地带出来。
But because of God's love, and death, that God has led the people out of Egypt.
才会有出埃及记
That is why there's the book of Exodus.
那出埃及记的结束又是什么呢
？And what was the ending of the book of Exodus?
神的会幕在人间呐。
And that is the tabernacle of God was with men.
神再一次的跟人在一起了。
And God once again was among men.
让我们感受到回到神的身边了。
So that we can feel what it feels like to be by God.
而到了历代志的时候。
And in the time of the Chronicles,
所罗门王建造圣殿。
King Solomon built a temple.
神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
And the glory of God filled the temple.
甚至祭司先知没有办法进去
And even the priests and the prophets could not enter the temple.
可是这个王国王啊，是这个王神的这个也就大卫的王国
But the kingdom of David.
却要面临的当时王国的命运呢。
And so he had to bear the will of the kingdom at that time.
耶利米先知是神用话语告诉他说，神的话临到我。
And Prophet Jeremiah said that the word of God came upon him.
可是以西结先知呢，就不一样了。
However, it was different for Prophet Ezekiel.
他呢，却是神的灵带着他，让他在灵里面看到耶路撒冷被毁的景象。
It was the Spirit of God that led him to see the vision of the destruction of Jerusalem.
在同时有三个先知一起做工
So at that time, there were three prophets who were working together at
the same time. 在耶路撒冷的是耶利米先知。
In Jerusalem, it was Prophet Jeremiah.
在巴比伦的这个民间呢，也就是以西结先知。
And in Babylon, it was Prophet Ezekiel.
在巴比伦王宫里面有但以理先知，听到了耶路撒冷被毁的事情。
And in the kingdom of Babylon, it was Prophet Daniel who heard of the destruction of Jerusalem.
他们虽然用不同的方法得到同样的讯息。
Although they had different methods receiving their message.
而对以西结先知来讲，几乎他的痛苦可以说是比耶利米更重。
And we can say that the suffering of Prophet Ezekiel was more than Prophet Jeremiah.
因为他是在灵里面看见耶路撒冷被毁的景象。
Because he saw the destruction of Jerusalem in the spirit.
而耶利米呢，他是还有希望去传警告，如果有希望能够回头的话，可能不会有这么一天呢。
And as for Prophet Jeremiah, he still had the opportunity to preach the message. And there is still an opportunity for the people to return.
但是他们都有一个共同点。
However, they had something in common.
他们尽了他们的力量，却没有办法挽回这个以色列民的信仰。
They had done their best and could not turn the faith of the Israelites back.
那到了以西结先知的时候，他所看到的却是圣殿充满了偶像。
And during the time of Prophet Ezekiel, he saw that the temple was filled with idols.
我们今天也许不会觉得说我怎么可能带偶像到教会来呢？
So today we may think to ourselves, how will we bring idols into the church?
可是我们想想看
But let us think about this.
我们有没有常常来到教会向神求的就是能够升官发财得平安？
When we come to the church today, do we often pray for God and ask Him to make us rich and wealthy?
台湾有一种偶像叫做有求必应。
There's a particular type of idol in Taiwan which people think that if they pray to the idol, their wishes will be granted.
我们往往把神当成偶像在拜。
So we often think that God is like an idol and we worship him.
我求到我就来拜，我就来聚会。我没有求到，或是我来教会，总是要得到什么东西，否则我不会来。
Whatever we pray for, if it is granted to us, then we will come to church. If our wishes are not granted, then we will not come to church.
还是说我来这里做圣工，如果没有感受到我能够得到什么，最少要满足到什么？ 否则我不会来做。
And if I come to church, I do not feel any satisfaction or attain any goals, then I will not come to church.
因此我们把日用的饮食摆在神的前面。
So we put our daily bread before God.
任何一样东西只要能够在我们心目当中它的重要性已经超过神了，这就是偶像。
Whatever that we put in our hearts that surpasses the position of God becomes our idol.
而这个偶像让神的荣耀慢慢的离开了圣殿。
And the idols will cause the glory of God to slowly depart from the temple.
以西结书十章那里，我们可以看到神的荣耀慢慢的离开，很舍不得的离开。
In the book of Ezekiel, we see that the Spirit of God slowly departs from the temple, although unwillingly. Initially, his glory filled the temple. But he did not want to depart from the temple, but he had no choice but to leave. Because in our lives, there are many things that we consider more important than God, and therefore God cannot remain in our hearts.
而我们在处理事情的时候，是不是把金钱、把地位、把名声摆得比神还重要？
And when we deal with matters, we place our status, positions, wealth before God, more important than God.
如果我们来到教会常常看重的就是这些东西的话，
if whenever we come to church, if these are the things that we look highly upon,
很容易的，我们没有办法看到教会的需要。甚至我们自个人的需要没有办法看得到。
Then very easily we will not see the needs of the church and even our own needs.
而我们把这些东西看得比神重要，神没有办法在这里住得下来。
And if we see ourselves more important than God, then God has no way to dwell within us.
因此我们需要能够祷告求神，让我们看清我们该怎么做。
So we need to pray and ask God to help us so that we can see clearly and know what we should do.
任何事情把神摆第一，也就是都是真的顺着圣灵在带领。
We need to follow and submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们在带领的事上也是一样要把神摆第一啊。
And in the guidance of God, we need to know how to put him as the priority.
不要是重视有钱的、有金钱、有地位、有名声，或是那些比神在世界上的物质的东西啊。
Let us not put emphasis on things related to our wealth, our riches, or material things.
或是很外表的东西啊。
Or very superficial things.
如果我们把神摆第一啊。
If we put God first.
圣灵的充满，我们就不会觉得，我们就不会去抵挡到圣灵的充满。
Then we will not stop ourselves from being filled by the Holy Spirit.
很自然的，神的荣耀就在我们当中。
And very naturally, the glory of God will be among us.
但是如果我们每一天就觉得现实生活就是这个样子啊。
However, we think this is just our life every day.
大家都是这样。
That everyone remains the same.
可是不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
我们已经让神的荣耀没有办法在我们生活当中彰显出来。
We did not allow the glory of God to be manifested in our life.
我们同心跪下祷告。
Now let us all kneel down to pray.
到前面。
Just come to the front to pray.